escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So let's rewind to yesterday at Falcons practice. It seemed like towards the end of practice, Bo, I looked up. I was sitting right next to you, and there was another fight breaking out. And in the center of it, again, was James Pierce Jr. What was your takeaway from this yesterday?
Yesterday was the first day where I was not like, yeah, fight. Like, I enjoyed it. And I was like, all right, awesome. Like, I love seeing that, you know, I'm still like, I still have that moment where I can, like, when you're in school, like, fight, fight.
Uh-huh.
And you're kind of like, oh, whoa, whoa. But, like, yesterday was the first time where I thought maybe James Pierce did not handle it well. To rip your teammate's helmet off and to be carrying it around still screaming at your teammate might be a moment where you've lost your cool. Look, I like the intensity, though, and I'm here for that energy for the most part. But when your head coach has to step in front of you and really get adamant with you, relax.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Take a deep breath.
Cool down a little bit.
He was removed from the field, but not the facility. Like, he didn't get sent into the locker room.
Right.
But they pulled him off to say, all right, you got, like, you're out this next play. But you just it's what Ulbrich and Ra and Jesse, all these guys, channel it. And so I thought yesterday that's the first time that I've seen him actually lose his cool when a scuffle broke out.
Well, and after practice yesterday, Michael Penix Jr. did talk about that scuffle happening during practice.
I noticed his love for the game. He works extremely hard each and every day. He comes out here, you see him, he's drenched in sweat, and he's out there giving it 100% each and every play. Whatever happens after the play, we definitely want to clean that stuff up. But at the same time, you know, he's a competitor. He wants to compete at a high level. And that's what he does each and every day, and that's what we appreciate, and that's what we're going to love come game day on Sunday. So, as far as the scuffles and stuff like that, I mean, it's football. It get chippy. You know, it's not always going to be perfect. But obviously, you know, we can't throw any punches. I didn't see it today if any punches are thrown or anything like that. But we can't do, you know, unnecessary stuff. But man, he's a competitor, man. So I like it.
I love how even-keeled and poised that Michael Penix Jr. sounds there. But we are hearing this theme a lot about these fights breaking out in Falcons training camp. Mike, when you were playing, is it happening more now or about the same?
I think it's about the same. You know, there were certain guys that would get chippy and, you know, certain players that would kind of go over the line that always, you know, that always finished through the echo of the whistle in training camp, as Mike Smith would say, and would get a little bit chippy along the lines. It was always the same. And Lord knows, I was a rookie when Harvey Dahl and Tyson Clabo and those guys were here, and Todd McClure. It was always a battle up front. And those were guys that always carried a chip on their shoulder, and you enjoyed watching them play. So yeah, I think it's about along the same lines. I will say I don't remember Mike Smith ever having to really step in front of somebody and really calm them down. But there were definite situations where we had a number of fights. I mean, Joe Holly was one of them. They got kicked out of a Titans practice, I believe it was, during a period, and he was long stamping at the time, which is funny. But ends up getting in a fight with a guy in a special teams period and gets kicked out of practice. It's just it's one of those things, and you have to realize as things begin to calm down. Okay. That's my teammate. Let me just calm down a little bit. We're all on the same team. So, yeah, it's tough.
And look, our defense has needed that attitude, I think. I feel like up front we've been missing a little bit of just intensity at times. I mean, there were times last year when I couldn't even tell if Matthew Judon cared. And I'm not trying to pick on him, but that's
I'm with you.
But that's a big deal to me. And so, you know, when you watch these guys competing and the intensity – James Pierce is a guy that's going to push the envelope, right?
Yeah.
He's gonna play with edge, and I'm not blaming that yesterday on him. Don't get me wrong, I'm not blaming it on him. I think though once at the end of the day, you gotta remember we might be out here battling, or they might be out there battling, but they're all on the same team.
Yes.
They're all and they've gotta protect each other when it comes down to it. And so don't let your emotion go so far that you don't protect your teammate.
I would be curious to see when we get to Friday night, and obviously we talked about it yesterday. You and I will be doing the pregame show on the Falcons Radio Network on Friday night before the game. I'll be curious to see how many snaps he gets. I know that Raheem talked about it a little bit yesterday on NFL Network or CBS Sports, whatever one it was, and talked about James Pierce is probably going to get snaps. And I started looking yesterday back at preseason game one last year, which incidentally enough, you're probably going to have like five of the same starters offensively. But it seems like the James Pierces of the world got, you know, 25-ish snaps. Now, there's no apples-to-apples comparison, but I'll be curious to see how many snaps exactly he will get, because if you follow what Raheem did last year, you're looking at probably 65 to 68 players on this roster playing. Really, the starters on both sides of the ball taken out of the mix, along with guys like Kirk Cousins and so on and so forth. So I'll be curious to see what the James Pierce mix is and if he can carry that in that energy over to the field on Friday night, because you know, obviously a lot of big things expected from him. Doesn't seem like we'll see a Jalen Walker because of the injuries we have seen. We haven't seen much of him.
I mean, they said that he could play. I mean, I think it depends on how he comes along.
Yeah.
But Braylon Trice is a guy I'm interested to see, because I saw him a little bit yesterday with the first team, a little bit. I haven't seen a ton from him, but I'm interested to see how he looks and let him. He needs the reps, man. I mean, I just feel so bad for the situation, because he missed out on a really important. I thought last year could have been a really important year for him, a very big year, I should say, in development.
Yeah,
and now he missed out on that. So hopefully he can get some reps too.
Yeah, that's tough. That's an uphill climb, and that's it is tough. And that's one of the things with Jalen Walker. I said the other day, like, I'm excited that James Pierce has really been able to step into this role he has throughout training camp, because if not, and Bo, you'll echo the same sentiment, we would be sitting here talking about how much of a letdown it was that Jalen Walker wasn't getting as much on-field burn. Like, we'd be sitting there going, oh my God, we drafted Jalen Walker and we're not seeing him. If not for James Pierce absolutely stepping out and being one of the superstars so far.
And I don't want to go down, you know, like, oh, you know, this is how these guys are, but they are built completely different. Jalen Walker is a shorter in stature guy, but much, like, physically thicker.
Yeah, he is.
James Pierce is a taller, longer guy, but he's got tree trunks for legs.
Yeah.
And it's kind of funny how, like, and so I think they're just different players, but they're both very quick.
Yeah.
And they both can be physical.
We'll be curious to see what they do during these preseason games coming up. And speaking of which, I got a couple of stories for you guys. Let's hit that Mic'd Up. And as always, Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. All right, so I'm going to throw a couple of names at you, Bo, and I'm going to see if you remember. My first preseason game, I took the field, and I was playing against a sixth or seventh year pro from the Kansas City Chiefs. He was a linebacker, and I remember being starstruck as I took the field and he was on the field, because he was in his sixth year, and I actually played with him on NCAA football. He was a member of the Texas Longhorns. What do you think?
You've silenced him.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think he heard a word I was saying. He's over there on his phone tweeting at somebody. Derek Johnson is the guy I'm talking about from the Kansas City Chiefs.
No,
was an outside
to what you're
linebacker.
Saying, but I was just...
He was so good, and he was so good at Texas. And I think when he stepped on the field, and I was in a preseason game, I looked at him, and I was like, oh, okay, I'm in the NFL now. Like, that's Derek Johnson sitting in front of me, who at no point would we have crossed paths in college. Like I said, 6-year pro, I want to believe, in 2010. I think he made the AP. I think he was an All-Pro. In 2011, I want to say, and obviously a multi-time Pro Bowler, ended up playing, I don't know, 13 years in the NFL, was so, so good in what he was asked to do for the Kansas City Chiefs. Fast forward to, I believe, year two, and we talked so much about preseason games, how much guys will play, how much they should play, and how much veterans really are expected to play when it comes to preseason games. Get into year two, we go up to Pittsburgh, and we're playing against Pittsburgh in a preseason game. Now, the defensive coordinator, Bo, for Pittsburgh in 2011, you remember his name?
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I know who he is.
He
coached till he was like 100.
Yes. Yes.
God, what is his? And it irritates me that I can't remember his name, because any other time I could have named him.
A legend, an absolute legend, Dick LeBeau,
who was
the defensive coordinator for the Pittsburgh Steelers at the time. Now, the story goes that as our starters were taken out of the game, which was somewhere at the end of the first quarter, Dick LeBeau did not like the product he had on the field. And we're talking about some Hall of Famers.
Yeah.
As part of that defense, Brett Kiesel, Casey Hampton, James Harrison, Troy Polamalu, guys like that, all the way, Lawrence Timmons from Florida State, all the way back through this defense. So when I took the field, I'm thinking, all right, man, hey, let's settle in against this second team here for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Absolutely not. Dick LeBeau did not like the product he had seen on the field from his starters, so he forced them to play all the way into the third quarter against the second teamers. And when I tell you I got ear hold on a twist stunt from James Harrison, I still feel it shivering through my body to this day. I still can feel you, James Harrison, right in the ear hole.
What
Thank
happened
you, Dick
on
LeBeau.
That? Did you not?
Hey,
were you
yo.
Late picking it up?
I know. I heard it too.
Yeah,
Dylan.
yeah. We had a slide protection to the right. I was playing right guard at the time, a slide protection to the right, and they ran a twist stunt on the left, and the nose guard did a good job of taking the center with him to the left, so developed a big gap in between myself and the center. James Harrison wrapped around from the left side of our offensive line, and I never saw him coming, and it did not feel good. He was a pretty powerful young man.
I remember that game. Because I was producing pre, half, and post with Steak, among other people, and I just remember that game because everybody was blown away. Why weren't the Falcons keeping it? Why weren't we playing our guys? And it was almost like, as usual, it was an overreaction indictment on our team.
Yes, but it was funny because after the game, because I was wondering the whole time, I'm like, why are these guys Why is Brett Kiesel still in? Why am I blocking Brett Kiesel and Casey Hampton, who were not that far removed from a Super Bowl, I want to say, at the time? So, yeah, it was a little bit frustrating for me, but I learned a couple of valuable lessons that day. First and foremost, when James Harrison's on the field, keep your head on a swivel. So that was not a lot of fun.
That's anyway. A good lesson to learn. Well, coming up, college football expert Phil Steele will be joining us. Phil Steele's famous college football preview magazine is only in stores at Barnes & Noble and Books A Million. That is next with the Morning Shift, live from Falcons training camp on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the
Odyssey app.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.